Create a memorable impact. The telephone is the top communication tool in business today. How you handle calls can make or break your success. Start by making a good first impression and keep it up with every call. If you always leave a positive impression, every customer will see your business in the best light. When you pick up the phone at work, imagine yourself stepping onto a stage as an actor. Your role might be a receptionist, a customer service representative, or someone in public relations. Whatever it is, think of it like a part in a play. Just like actors don't let their stuff affect their performance, you shouldn't let a bad day mess up how you talk on the phone. Keep your mood and personal stuff separate from how you sound on the phone. Focus on doing your job well, no matter what's going on in your life. Remember, when that phone rings, it's showtime. Polish your phone etiquette. Evaluate your phone manner by having friends or colleagues call you and share feedback. Find someone with a great phone manner as your role model. Observe how they handle conversations and mimic their techniques for yourself. Answer calls promptly and aim to reduce hold time. This demonstrates efficiency and respect for callers' time. If placing a caller on hold is necessary, check in frequently to see if they prefer to leave a message. Start your greeting with "Good morning" or "Good afternoon" to allow callers to adjust to your voice and engage more attentively. Provide your name early in the greeting to convey your readiness to assist. Respond to incoming calls efficiently. Customer service is crucial for any business, even if it doesn't directly sell stuff. Bad customer service can make customers bail on you. Reps gotta steer the convo right, shape how customers see your company, and keep call times in check. Here are some smooth moves to practice. 1. Why ask questions? They help you gather info, stay focused, and reach agreements. Questions guide conversations and signal your authority. They show you care by seeking input. So, what do you need to know? 2. Giving callers options is like giving them a steering wheel. It lets them feel like they're driving the conversation, even if you're the one guiding it. Moms know this trick well. It's like when they ask a kid who doesn't like veggies whether they want corn or peas. The kid might not like either, but having a choice makes them feel empowered. 3. Providing guidance. Letting callers know what you're about to do can prevent frustration and keep them feeling positive about your company. Before transferring a caller, mention the name and department they're headed to. If you need to put them on hold, ask if it's okay first. These simple steps can make a big difference in customer satisfaction. 4. Being familiar with your company is key to handling calls effectively. It helps you guide conversations and offer options to customers. Ignorance can make callers feel uneasy. Knowing your company's products and services gives you control over discussions. Transform into a telemarketing sensation. Success in telemarketing hinges on mastering 5 key points, known as the telemarketing star. These points are crucial for achieving success in this field. 1. Planning. Planning is crucial to ensure your presentation hits all the right points. This means covering benefits and customer details, handling objections, and wrapping up with a strong closing. Planning also boosts your confidence, which shines through in your speaking. When you're confident, customers are more likely to trust what you're saying. 2. Listening. Listening builds a silent connection with your customer. For telemarketers, it's about tuning in to what the customer needs, even if they haven't explicitly stated it. It takes real focus to listen well, stay on track, and not get sidetracked. 3. Presenting. When presenting, focus on how your product or service can genuinely benefit your customer. A successful presentation lays out a solid case for why they should buy from you. Use clear examples to illustrate how your offering can make a difference for them. 4. Handling objections in sales is crucial. Remember, objections aren't personal attacks. They're opportunities to address concerns. Stay positive, even when facing objections, as it's key to success. When customers voice objections, see it as a good thing. It means they're engaged. 5. Closing the sale often gets overlooked. Make sure to include 3 to 5 points in your presentation where you can try to seal the deal. Learn to recognize the signs that show when customers are ready to make a decision. Attentive listening. Listening goes beyond just hearing. It's about being empathetic and understanding. When you're on the phone, you miss out on visual cues, so you have to really focus on what's being said. Effective listening involves absorbing and evaluating what you hear. Here are 4 qualities that make you a good listener. 1. Patience is key. When you give people time to talk, they'll surprise you with what they share. So, work on being patient. It pays off. Good salespeople know this secret. Listening beats talking any day. 2. Stay focused. Don't let anything distract you while you're listening. Even if you've got a lot on your mind, give your full attention to the person on the other end of the line. Being distracted is a dead giveaway, and you don't want that. 3. Concentration is crucial. Keep your mind from wandering and avoid physical distractions too. Don't start flipping through your bills or zoning out to other conversations nearby. Stay sharp and tuned into the conversation. Trust me, it'll make your talk shorter and more effective. 4. Stay open-minded. Don't jump to conclusions about what someone will say. Assuming things lead you down a rabbit hole of mental chatter. Instead, approach every conversation with an open mind. Let the person on the other end tell you what's on their mind. End a phone call succinctly. Closing and telemarketing involves 2 crucial aspects: spotting buying signals and using effective closing techniques. Keep your ears peeled during your pitch for these signals. 1 key signal is silence. While silence might seem awkward early on, it can signal readiness to buy after you've addressed objections and finished your spiel. It could mean they're ready to say yes once all their concerns are resolved. Questions are another positive sign. If they ask about installation timelines or additional equipment, it often means they're leaning toward making a purchase. Even if they seem hesitant, addressing any concerns they have before closing the deal is essential. Recognize buying signals. When a customer talks about owning a product, it's a clear hint that they're interested in buying. For example, if they say, "This will help with my big account," they're likely ready to make a purchase. Another signal is when a customer starts asking about small details, like color or size. But hold off on answering these until you've closed the sale. Once they've committed, there's plenty of time to sort out these details. Strategies for telemarketing. Telemarketers use 8 key techniques to close a sale effectively. 1. The direct close. This works best with straightforward customers. Just ask, "Will you buy?" or "Can I write you up?" But there's a 50-50 chance of getting a no. 2. The assumptive close. Assume the customer's already decided to buy. Just sort out the details. For example, "Once you pick a color, we'll ship it and send you the bill." It's great for less pushy buyers. 3. The forced choice close. Similar to the assumptive close, but with only 2 options. For instance, "Do you want this in 12 ounces or 16 ounces? 4. The guarantee or incentive is close. Give the customer a reason to act fast. Like, "Buy now to lock in the price before we raise fees for the summer." Or, "Get it now and you can return it for a full refund in 30 days. 5. The narrative closes. If a customer hesitates, share another customer's experience. "X company didn't use our light bulbs until this year. Since they switched, they saved over $8,000 in maintenance costs." The summary close. Summarize the benefits and ask, "Ms. Jones, considering all the benefits I've just mentioned, do you have any reason not to order this product?" 7. The callback close. If a callback is needed, apologize for missing something and highlight the main benefits from before, adding, "As you remember, we agreed that." 8. The "why not" close. If all else fails, ask, "Mr. Smith, obviously you have some reason for not buying this now. Could you help me out by sharing that reason with me?" No method is foolproof, and sometimes customers won't clearly show they're ready to buy. But if you pay attention to these signs and use the right techniques, your chances of closing sales over the phone will shoot up. Key points. 1. Make every call count for business success. 2. Handle calls professionally, regardless of personal distractions. 3. Guide conversations smoothly, addressing concerns efficiently. 4. Telemarketing essentials. Plan, listen, present, handle objections, and close effectively. 5. Patience, focus, concentration, and open-mindedness are crucial. 6. Key hints include discussions about product ownership and specific details. 7. Utilize various techniques like direct, assumptive, or forced choice closes.